Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings at Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, I'm back. Hopefully for the long haul here. It's been a long week, but here I am, and we got a lot to talk about here today. Yesterday was the AEW Dynamite show with a big angle. Did they ever shoot a big angle yesterday? The doom of Kenny Omega. And he is going to be undergoing surgery. And so this was the angle to write him off. And much of what he said, virtually all of it in his promo last night, was all true. So all the best to Kenny Omega. Hopefully he's going to be back in action sooner rather than later. But still a lot of uncertainty. But quite the angle last night on the show. We'll tell you about that here today. And all of the other news. We got SmackDown coming up. We got Backlash this coming Saturday. Yes, a WWE pay-per-view. The first pay-per-view after WrestleMania Saturday. And, you know, as they say, should be an easy watch. Starting in the morning. Afternoon for most of you. 1 Eastern. So we'll be starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific. And probably 3 hours, right around 3 hours. I guess 5 matches announced. Maybe they'll announce another one or something tomorrow. But that's the plan for this weekend. There's New Japan shows, and we got a bunch of other lineups as well. Plus, all of the news, WrestleMania 41. We still have no idea where it's at. Although, I think I know where it's at, and I'm pretty confident, but I'm certainly not reporting it. And we can't do that until it's officially announced because I think they had a place, and then, as I try not to sneeze here, I think they had a place and changed it. Anyway. Didn't make it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Look at these nerds.
What's the matter?
Well, I sneezed, and then, you know, they said, well, Mike wouldn't have muted if he sneezed. And I was like, Mike doesn't have a mute button. They're like, well, that's been standard broadcast gear for the last 60 years, and my podcasting mic has... Okay, first off, we ain't using some podcasting mic.
No, we are not.
This is professional studio equipment right here.
Damn right.
Second off, he's in his house.
That's true.
He's got a set that he made with paper mache, coincidentally, in the back there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What do you want the guy to do?
There's a good Elmer's glue to water ratio going on.
Exactly. There.
Which, by the way, is that how you did it yesterday, or did you break out the flour? How did it all go down?
Man, we made it to paper mache day. We made it. And it's funny, I tweeted the thing out, and a bunch of people were like, there's a face on that ice cream cone. That's not an ice cream cone, that's a paper mache puppet head. It's supposed to have a face on it. So we had a great, great time, got her back to school, went to the follow-up today at the doctor, we got like... I mean, a prescription list this long. This asthma thing ain't cheap,
back.
I hear. Good God. But she's happy, so that's all that matters. And we're going to get
right,
that puppet done. I'm going to have to miss another date in May to actually attend to the puppet show, which I cannot wait for the puppet show.
That is going to
I
be
I cannot
amazing.
Wait.
Now, are they running around with these heads on?
Or no, they're on it's the a puppet head, so it's like it's this big. And so I had to help all the kids... These puppets, oh my God. They want you to smooth out the paper mache so that the head is like smooth. Like they all look like brains. There's just lumps all over the place. And
like Abdullah's forehead.
Oh yeah. Exactly. I think it's an Abdullah the Butcher play where he gets cloned and there's like 80 Abdullahs doing something. But anyway, I'll try to take some more pictures. But anyway, we got to talk about a few things that don't have anything to do with puppets and or... broadcasting.
Wackiness? No, there's wackiness.
Broadcasting.
I'm sure.
Okay, so first off, Triple H says everything is on the table in terms of where future WrestleManias could be held. WWE's chief content officer took part in an interview on Spaces, was asked about the expected host cities. Yeah, Hunter's on Spaces. He says, everyone's excited to know where WrestleMania is going to be. WrestleMania 41 announcement is coming very, very soon. I promise that. Very, very soon. As far as the following year, we shall see. So, I want to make this clear, okay? Listen, I want to make this clear. I'm not reporting this because until they announce where WrestleMania is, it's not official. Because I think they had a place and they've changed it. So if I would have known the previous place and reported it, I would have looked like an idiot, okay? But I will tell you how confident I am that I believe I know where it's at, okay? Remember when Nick Khan and everybody were talking about Mania and they were like, well, you know, we don't want to go head up with the whatever, Final Four,
yes.
NBA playoffs or whatever. So he was saying Final it might Four. Be, you know, at a different time.
Final Four and Easter.
Not good times. Yes. You don't want to run it on Easter. I am putting my money where my mouth is. Funny. The Mushroom Man said, you should put your money where your mouth is. I am. So I believe, I'm not reporting, okay? I have to say this like so many times on this show. I believe that WrestleMania is going to be in Las Vegas the first weekend of May, which is, in fact, exactly a year from now, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe that to the point where to make sure that we will be able to go and do like a Q&A and other stuff, we have already rented out rooms for that weekend. That's how confident I am in this. But that's my money where my mouth is, okay? We can always cancel. So, but just in case, we did book rooms and such for the first weekend of May 2025. So I believe that is where the show is going to be. Don't know that for sure. Don't go renting rooms. I'm just saying, I believe that that's where it's going to be for a number of reasons. So when we know for sure, when they announce it, we'll let you know. So there you go.
Back that bet. I would. Yep. I really would. And I'm interested to know if they're going to announce 2 years in advance, if they have something lined up that way. I wonder what the first option was, if it was actually Minneapolis, which is making such a push to bring WWE in and bring big events in. You know, it's very interesting to see if they talk about how this whole process played out one day, because I'm sure also they're getting wooed by Mayor Khan over there in London and plenty of other places willing to throw around a bunch of money. And I'm sure at some point the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is going to make WWE one hell of an offer. Whether they ever accept it or not is a different story. But to have a proper WrestleMania in the kingdom, I can see that as one of their, you know, pun intended, I guess, crown jewels.
So that's that. And then another thing I wanted to talk about was these ratings, because we were talking about the Collision block and the Rampage block, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we talked about this the last time I was on the show, which I can't even remember when that is anymore. But, you know, they had the lead-in from the NBA. And
you were way too nice to Rampage. I remember that.
I was.
You were.
Well, I mean, I wasn't nice, but like Rampage was like a straight line. So it was like all the people that were going to watch the show come hell or high water, they watched it. And, you know, Collision started with a giant lead-in. They immediately lost 500,000 people. And it did slowly fall from there. But, I mean, in general, even as it was collapsing, it was better than usual for Collision. But, you know, Dave was talking about this last night. And, you know, he brought up that what this number shows us, he said, is that the name Rampage is a turnoff. And I said, well, hold on a second, brother. Last week, Rampage immediately followed Collision, and it held, like, the entire audience. So it wasn't a turnoff last week. And I guess, you know, what we need to do is we don't want to look at a week, okay? The reason I started pushing the idea of maybe we should do a three-hour block on Saturday is because we had several weeks where the show after Collision held up pretty well. This was a week where Rampage did not hold up as well, but like I talked about, you know, the show started late. And so Rampage did not go from 10 to 11 after Collision. It actually went from 10:30 to 11:30. And he is right that, you know, despite that, there was a pretty big drop off right after Collision ended. So, you know, there's a million reasons that could be. Maybe people watched the, you know, they watched the NBA. And then after that, they watched Collision. And after that, it was like 10:30, and they were freaking tired, and they were going to bed. I don't know why, but I think that The good news is we're going to have more of these blocks because I think that we've got another collision. Maybe I didn't put this down here.
No,
I think
May
we got 11th. Another collision rampage block coming next week.
Yeah, well, May 11th. There's no collision this week.
Yeah, there's no collision this week. But the week after, it's another collision rampage block. And we need to, like, check it out. I mean,
yeah. Look, and it's notable, too. That show's going to be on TBS as opposed to TNT because of basketball as, where, you know, as well, too.
Well, that is a negative because it's another channel. But they're both on whatever channel it switches to. So we can see whether people stick around or whether they drop off.
And we have to see again. I would think that numbers-wise, the show, and interest-wise, the show would probably be better, or that third hour would probably be better attached to Dynamite than Collision. But for broadcasting, filling time purposes, in a way, I think they would may rather have, if I'm WBD, have Collision and have Rampage on Saturday nights, you know, because when sports isn't on, that is a easy fill on Saturday nights for them. So we'll have to see how it goes. I think more than the name, it's just at this point, that third show, the fifth hour alone away from those shows is not worth anything. I got to be honest, I don't think it's worth a whole lot attached to one of the other shows either. But with that said, we're talking about money and other things that are much greater than what I want to see out of the time length of shows.
Raw did better than SmackDown when it comes to the draft. We'll talk about that after the break. As well as the pay-per-view coming up this weekend and the AEW Dynamite show last night, which I liked, especially that main event angle. Back in a moment, Observer Live. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So the draft Raw did better than the draft SmackDown. 1.69 million viewers and a 0.55 in 18 to 49. 1.68 million first hour, 1.75 million second hour, 1.62 million third hour. So not bad. Not bad. I don't know what happened with SmackDown, but people cared way more about that draft on Monday than they did on Friday.
I think when it comes down to it, we've talked about AEW being far more sensitive to real world issues and to things that are really important in 18 to 49, like the NBA. Like, you're going to see a direct impact on those numbers, and especially when things aren't going well, it's going to stick out even more like it has been. I think with WWE, I think the NFL draft, I think the NBA playoffs, I think it was a culmination of a lot of things that helped drive down everything else that night, including WWE, which still, again, was over 2 million.
And then, of course, we had the NXT numbers. Not great for spring break in night two.
No.
564,000 and a .14.
Malaise.
That's sad. They did have some competition. I mean, listen, every show's dying because of the NBA. And they went head-to-head with the Knicks and the 76ers. I like
now
to call them the
series.
Knicks. 3.2 million viewers and a 1.02, 18 to 49.
Oh.
And then an NHL playoff game, ESPN, 1.22 million and a 0.44.
Yeah, see, so wrestling is always going to smack around the NHL for the most part.
That
WWE
was rough.
Is.
I got to talk about, I haven't talked about NXT at all. But, you know, luckily I got the Brian and Vinny show tonight.
Yeah, it's very cathartic there.
So we can talk about everything in great detail. But there were a couple things I should at least mention here. Did you talk about that Lash Legend promo?
I did not drop in because I was doing it with Lance and he didn't have a chance to see the show. I didn't go into heavy details over the fact that, yeah, she may have slipped up during that promo and forgotten some things. Just talked about the double entendres and the flirting aspect.
Okay, so here's the deal. They had a segment. And she came out and forgot everything she was supposed to say.
It's
totally blanked. And so it was funny, like, the next day, you know, somebody there is like, all right, you know, if you want to bury it, go ahead. Sucked. Everybody hated it.
Really?
And I was like, what?
I thought it was, man.
Well, here's the thing.
Good
and this
save.
And this is what I explained. I said, if you work there, and you know how it was supposed to go and what she was supposed to say, I'm sure you hated it, thought it sucked, because she forgot everything, okay? But as a viewer at home who had no idea what anybody was going to say, this is actually the same thing I hear from wrestlers all the time. It's like, they have a great match night. I say, that was a great match, and they go, I hated it. It's like, why? Well, you know, we were supposed to do this, and then, yeah, like, this got messed up or whatever. And it's like, we didn't know that. We don't get a script, okay? Like, I don't know what you messed up or didn't mess up. All I saw was the end result, and it was great. So this here, yeah, she forgot whatever she was supposed to say. But, man, this crowd ate it up. And if you've been watching the show, Lash and Trick, they got a thing going on. In real life, they've had a thing going on for a while. But in storyline, you know, she gets weak in the knees whenever Trick is around. And actually, it actually made this even better. Because she's supposed to confidently go out there and bury Trick. And, like, she just gets tongue-tied and she's just lost and she can't remember anything. And, like, to me, it made it even better. And the fans, you know, they were totally into this. So I thought it was quite great the way that it worked out. Because reality is better than your fake reality that she forgot. So I thought that was a great segment. And I like what they're doing with Trick and Lash. Because you know what? They're going to take their time. And one of these days, these two are going to like get together. And this place, it's going to just, the walls will melt. They're going to go crazy for them. So I thought that was a good segment. And then as far as anything else, you know, I told my buddy too, I go, you know what I hated a lot more than Lash for getting her lines? Sorry. Is how I had to watch for the second week in a row a video package of the new team debuting. And for the second week in a row, like, it has to be done to irritate me. I mean, it has to be. How do you have a video package two straight weeks for a debuting team and not once do you put their names on the screen? I don't even know if they have a team name.
Got to make you listen.
Nowhere on the screen. Yeah, the guy's last name is Igwe.
Yeah.
What good is listening going to do? How am I supposed to write that down?
Igwe?
How do you spell Igwe? I know now. Because finally, after 2 weeks, they put him in the ring and they put a graphic up. I'm like, was it that hard?
Thank God it's not Iguodala.
Are you charged by the letter? Get some graphics on the damn screen.
Who is the cryon person there?
I don't know. Were they at a break? So there was that. The Ridge Holland Sean Spears thing is still the worst thing in all of wrestling.
Yeah,
and I got nothing against the guys, like, personally, but this is just the lamest story. I don't know what's going on with Ridge. I don't know why we're supposed to care.
Is he going to join Chase?
Like, too? He does moves and then, like, holds his head, like, oh, I can't believe I did that vertical suplex. I'm like, how am I supposed to get into this character? Like,
I know.
What? So this is lame.
And nobody likes him. He doesn't like himself. It's terrible.
Ivar is great.
Yes, he is.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier had, I mean, it wasn't like a bad match, but you can't have a worse match with these guys than AOP did. They just ground it to a halt.
Which is what they would do in real life, in theory. I mean.
And then I thought the Natty and Lola Vice NXT Underground match was great.
I thought they did an
awesome job.
You are terrible.
I cannot believe
you love
Listen,
that.
I will say this. I thought they did a great job. I thought the booking sucked.
It sucked.
Because they each have a corner person. It's Shayna and it's Carmen Petrovich, okay? They just keep interfering. And it's NXT Underground. I realize it's no DQ, but NXT Underground means there's all these blokes surrounding the ring. Can somebody get a hold of Shayna and keep her out? They're just standing there. And she interferes over and over and over again. And at that point, it was like, okay, that makes the whole NXT Underground jump the shark. Like, I'm supposed to care now? Apparently, anybody can just run in and, you know, the lumberjacks aren't even really lumberjacks. They're just there to go like this. And these, you know, numbskulls hit the ring and they just watch them. So I didn't like that at all. But as far as, like, the work of Natty and Lola, and the fans were super into it, I thought it was good. That was very good.
Waste of doing it, though. I just thought because they took it so over the top with the over-the-top interference, with using the ring post so much and going into the announcer's table, it was so over the top with everything that if they just dialed it back some and let these women, all four of them who are trained in martial arts, do more things that way, leading to a dramatic finish where Shayna then actually puts the choke on and it's a shocking thing, I think it would have worked out a lot better. What are the people saying, Brian?
You going to put your hands on Shayna?
No.
One-on-one, no, but there's 15, 30 people out there. Like, I could get backup.
Well, yeah.
Somebody can get her out of there.
Yeah.
Some group.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was that. So, those highs and lows, as always. And as far as the Dynamite show, as I mentioned in the opening segment, the big angle at the end of the show was the Elite turning on Kenny Omega. And Kenny came out, he did this incredible promo. All the details will be on Brian and Vinny tonight, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. But the point is,
been his best promo.
He did this long speech about his diverticulitis and how he had not had surgery. And the doctors basically told him, you know, you have this surgery, who knows, might need a colostomy bag 6 months, might need it a year, might need it forever. And he goes, well, what if I don't get the surgery? And they said, well, you got a time bomb in your stomach. Can go at any time. When it does, you're going to need the surgery one way or the other. And also, if you get hit too hard in the stomach, you could die. That is the one part of this promo I'm pretty sure they were making up. But it added...
I don't know, Tony Khan sold his shot to the stomach like he was dying last
It week. Added a great deal of drama. So he, you know, he said Okada came out and he challenged him for down the road. And Okada said, I'm the best bout machine now. And Jack Perry attacks Kenny Omega. The Young Bucks come out to try and pull him off. Jack ends up whacking him in the stomach with a chair. Attempted murder.
Oh,
that's what that was.
But can't get fired, though.
And they beat him down. And the fact of the matter is, Kenny Omega, after all this time, has decided getting the surgery. And so this was writing him off TV for who knows how long. I mean, literally, we don't know. We do not know how the surgery is going to go. We do not know how his recovery is going to go. We do not know if he's going to be able to return. He has vowed to return. Even if he has a 1% chance, he's vowed to return. But he is getting the surgery. And hopefully when he gets it, we'll have an update for everybody. But best of luck to him because, man, that's a lot of unanswered questions, legitimately, in the life of Kenny Omega.
Yeah, forget about the angle in the story that they're telling inside the ring, the very real-life story of what's going on with Omega. It's got to be terrible for him being a competitor and being the athlete that he is. So all the best to him. Hopefully he can get better soon.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
Does that shirt say Sasquatch?
This is Cannon Beach.
Oh, Cannon Beach, okay. Only saw the top of it, wasn't sure. I can see you having a Sasquatch shirt.
I have a lot of them.
You'll find them one day.
People are dumb. You ever notice
that? They are. They are. A lot of them are, yes.
Yeah, this person here, he goes,
sorry, that's just the way it is, people. It really is. I'm sorry.
He says, you're missing the point about Jericho. Heat and ratings, yes. But he takes TV time from younger talent. What are the most featured performers? 13 appearances this year. Brody King has 9, Malachi Black 10, Mark Briscoe 5, Kyle Fletcher 6,
wait
to name a few.
That's, well, that's not Chris Jericho's
I noted fault. Here, Chris Jericho doesn't book the show.
No.
And then this other guy goes, you're right. When Jericho pitches an idea to Tony, Khan certainly has a track record of bravely rejecting suggestions from his highest paid stars. When someone writes something like that, that's when I know you don't know nothing about anything, brother. You don't know anything about anything. You know what Tony Khan actually has a great track record of?
What's that?
Arguing with people about their ideas and not doing them.
Hey.
All the time. All the time.
You can say that he's partial towards Jericho's, but with that said, that's not the issue. Now, you can say people have not gotten over wrestling with Jericho or being teamed with Jericho. I mean, you can have that debate. I would debate that Jericho being not the best for ratings, even though a couple of weeks ago you were talking about, you know, I'm sure you're getting piled on with people talking about Jericho being a ratings killer. Now, again, that's all relative, but it's not like he brings those ratings up. You can debate and talk about all those sorts of things, but it's not, again, I don't, how much power is Jericho, you know, really wielding around there? There's so much other show, and there's so many other times you could bring people on and utilize them that even if you don't like Jericho, that's only a very small part of the overall problem.
This person here says, I'm curious what actually gets shot down. Well, listen.
Oh, well.
Here's the thing, okay?
It's wrestling.
Someday, a lot of people will say a lot of things about a lot of things, and you can look back on this show.
Unless they have
and
NDAs.
Man, I would bet you, I'm not talking like some, I would bet you every last single person, every one of them in AEW has had some idea they've tried to get to Tony, and he will not do it. And multiple. Every last single one of them. I don't know what you guys think happens over there, but if you think that, like, people are in there calling the shots, yeah, sometimes things happen where people go, I'm not feeling that one. I'm not feeling that one. But the idea that, like, you're going to book something, like, no, that does not happen. It does not happen. So, this guy goes, what did the Jericho feud do for Hook? It just started! You think that was the end of the Hook feud when Jericho beat him for the FTW title? Has nobody watched wrestling? You all know how this will end, right? Hook is going to beat Jericho for the FTW title. Mm-hmm. They'll have some sort of stipulation match, whatever, but that is going to be the end of this feud. How did it do for him?
Well, will Hook be better off for it? Because there are people that would point to Ricky Starks or even MJF. I mean, did they come out of situations with Jericho better off than when they went in? Sammy Guevara. Again, and you can debate that, but what also is true is, even if they didn't come out of it very well, what did the company do with them afterwards? And we've seen that with now Ricky Starks a ton of times. I don't know when we'll see Ricky Starks again, but I think the next time we see Ricky Starks on a higher plane, it won't be working for AEW.
People bring up Action.
Guys that I would say get out of there.
People bring up Action Andretti. You think Action and you think Action Andretti? You think Jericho came up with a plan? Let me just make a scenario for you. Hold on.
Go ahead.
You think that Chris Jericho came up with a plan, and the plan was, I'm going to take a guy who's never been on the show before. I'm going to get in the ring with him. I'm going to have him pin me clean in the middle of the ring. And then the guy who pinned me clean in the middle of the ring, I'm going to make sure that he's a low prelim guy from that point forward. Why would you do that?
Yeah, but why did he agree to it in the first place?
Well, because I'm sure he figured there would be a follow-up to Action Andretti beating Chris Jericho. He's not booking the show.
I understand that, but he's got enough wrestling mind to know how that angle was supposed to play out. And frankly, it should have been used on somebody else who was kind of on the cusp of coming up. And they didn't do that because every time they've done an angle like that, whether it's Ric Flair and Barry Windham, Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat, whoever it is, when they've done that, it's somebody who you're about to explode into superstardom. That's what the rub of Jericho was supposed to do. So it was flawed from the beginning, but it's like, well, okay, maybe they really are going to do something with Andretti. But again, you're exactly right. What happened after that? But that's why people worry about Hook, because, again, maybe it's not all Jericho's fault, but it seems to be. And, again, it's not just Jericho's angles. There's a lot of them.
That's the point.
After they get done something. But, again, Jericho being some sort of massive help, that's not true either.
The point is, if you like a storyline in AEW, then it's Tony Khan. If you don't like a storyline in AEW, it's Tony Khan.
Yeah.
He is the guy
who makes all
of the final decisions. And everybody from Swerve, Moxley, Jericho, the Young Bucks, they can all make all the suggestions they want. He is going to do what he wants to do. If he doesn't want to do what you want to do, he is going to argue with you and explain why his idea is better, and he's going to do it.
I would love to be a fly on the wall with Brian Danielson and Tony Khan.
I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure it's amazing. But at the end of the day, this happens with everybody. It's his promotion. Now, there are other people. Lots of people make suggestions. You know, people always ask about Will Washington. What's he do? He has lots of suggestions. You know, a lot of this stuff with Swerve is stuff that he did.
That's what a team
does. It's not all of it. You know, I'm sure he's got ideas that Tony shoots down. You know, I'm sure he has ideas that Tony goes for. Everybody makes suggestions, but at the end of the day, it's Tony's company. If you don't like how somebody was followed up on, that's Tony. If you don't like how somebody got a big win and then vanished, it's Tony. If you don't like how someone did a job to somebody else, it's Tony. It's all Tony. And I know that Jericho's like the guy of the week. We're really going to, you know, hate everything about him and want him to retire.
Oh, he's been a guy like that for like months.
Sure,
now.
But, you know, it's exactly the same. In 6 months, if it's somebody else, I'm going to tell you the exact same thing. You know, if Buddy Matthews is going on a win streak and doesn't do any jobs for anybody or whatever.
Look at you, pro-union.
Which actually
like
he did
it.
Last night.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Tony. It's not Buddy. It's Tony.
Representing the locker room, Brian Alvarez.
Hey, listen, there are guys there that refuse to do jobs. We know about this.
They're
okay?
Not the shop stewards.
They've made life very difficult. All right? Yes. In a sense, I'm down on those people. Like, be a company person. But at the same time, guess who's allowing them to do no jobs? It's Tony.
Yeah.
That's it. Brian Danielson, I say it a million times. Danielson needs to he should win a title and put someone over for a title. He doesn't want to, okay? I think he should. But at the end of the day, it's Tony.
Yeah.
He's the one making the call.
He can order him to.
He could say, I don't care what you think, brother. You're winning that international title. Shut up and go take the pin.
Well, maybe not the international title.
Whatever. Whatever title. Speaking of, did you see that Jericho match last night with Shibata?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't like it?
It went on for too long. You know what my biggest issue was? It went on for too long. And I'll say this. I'm sure they were not regulation hockey pucks, but I know.
Are you one of the hockey puck story?
Well, I will say this. Great use of them. Great place to do it. I cannot believe he whipped one. Even again, even if they're not the regulation ones, it's not like they were soft foam. It didn't look like.
No, they weren't.
Taking that in the face. Oh, my God.
So, well, I was told what happened with this. Okay. This is like a wrestling thing. This is the kind of thing that happened. So they had real hockey pucks. Okay. Now, in Canada, there are hard pucks and soft pucks.
Yes.
Okay.
They're not just there everywhere.
And so I asked around. I was like, do you have any idea what they did in this match? Like, please tell me that was like a soft hockey puck and not a real one. And they were not soft. But it was not supposed to happen, okay? So what happened was they had the bag of hockey pucks, all right? And also in the ring, there was like some can or something. There was like some just like, I think it was a can. And so what was supposed to happen was Jericho gets put in, it was a figure four, right? And he's supposed to grab the can, like this empty, like a tin can or whatever. And he's supposed to hit him in the face with that to break it up, okay? So they're doing the match, and Shibata kicks the can out of the ring. So if you watch the match, when Jericho has him in like the, I think he has him in maybe the lion tamer. He's got him in some submission, probably the lion tamer. And he's like telling the ref to like get the can back in the ring. He's like telling, can somebody get the can back into the ring? Well, nobody gets the can back into the ring. And so they end up in the figure four, and I guess he just figured, I'm going to throw this as lightly as possible. But, like, we got no can. So he threw it and bonked him in the nose.
Ooh.
And then Shibata took a cane and he freaking whacked him in the head. So anyway, they both, yeah. I thought it was a good match. Shibata is a can. Shibata is an angry trash can.
That made me laugh. That made me laugh. That it, when it comes to...
This is a guy who's never had a hardcore match in his life. His gimmick is he's the wrestler. He's never had a no DQ match.
It's true.
And he came up with this spot where he's down in the ring and they put a trash can on his head. Jericho's hitting the can with a stick or whatever. And like, it's always funny because, you know, in Eric Bischoff was always about these luchadors, you can't have more a mask because you can't, you know, we won't be able to see their face, their reactions or whatever. Talk about an idiot. Talk about a guy who'd never watched any lucha. Bro, I've seen some of the best reactions ever from masked guys. These masked guys, you would be amazed at how they can emote with a mask on.
Facts.
So this guy's got a can on his head. You can't see his face. You can't even see his upper body. You see a can and legs. He's getting whacked with his stick. All of a sudden, you see the can stop selling. How? I don't know. But we could see it. And the can slowly starts to rise to its feet. And Jericho hits this can, and the can just stands there. And it moves forward. Jericho's like, oh, my God. Hits the can again. Can doesn't sell it, moves forward. This can stalks him all the way to the corner. A can! And then Jericho gets in the corner, and the can starts going, bam, bam, starts headbutting him. I was dying.
It was good.
How could you imagine Chris Jericho and Shibata in an FTW rules match could have been this good? But it was. It's going to be very interesting because we're going to get these quarters here in about an hour or so, whenever Brandon Thurston gets him out. And I, you know, we've been hearing it for 3 weeks now. Go away, Heat. Nobody wants to see it.
Here we go.
Hasn't
again.
Happened yet, guys.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you when it does.
Oh, yeah, will
you? Yeah. I'll tell you when it does. You kidding me?
Why don't you go back through a whole bunch of quarters, because they're up there with WrestleNomics, and see how Jericho's done and can do a compare and contrast. Back up your argument, Brian Alvarez.
I did. It's gone up every single week since that pay-per-view and people told him to go home. Every single one. I've watched every single one. Because of these... whatever they call them. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk a lot more about Dynamite, NXT, tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show. Video.f4wonline.com, WrestlingObserver.com as well. And all of our shows are up there. If you subscribe to the main site, WrestlingObserver.com, we got like 15,000 archived shows now. Every show we have ever done, dating back to 2005, is archived. So, we've actually had people that have subscribed and gone back and listened to every single Brian and Vinny show. Thousands of them. And to get caught up with today. So you can check that out, WrestlingObserver.com. There's several years' worth of archives at video.f4wonline.com. And the video site, you can watch live, the show's live. So Brian and Vinny tonight will be at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern. Watch the show live on video. We'll talk about the two shows. And then later on this weekend, we'll talk about Backlash. Got Backlash coming up. And probably more WWF Wrestling Challenge from 1986, because no Collision this weekend. And, my God. Listen to Tuesday's Brian and Vinny show. That one is an all-timer. Between Granny's, whatever she reviewed for wrestling, which was incredible, to our road trip to Boom Wrestling to watch Abe Lincoln wrestle, and then reviewing WWF Wrestling Challenge. It was Season 1, Episode 9, and Frenchie Martin is on the show, and he has, I swear to God, the saddest, most depressed entrance in the history of pro wrestling. Like when Ric Flair knew he was going to retire against Shawn Michaels, he was miles happier than Frenchie Martin. I can't believe that they didn't, like, I don't know, man.
Bring a tear to a monocle.
He needed some serious help after that match, I think. But anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.